On SBS World News Australia with Andy Park, we're speaking with senior partner David Pring from Deloitte, whose research ahead of this week's budget release found that the government would have to find about $5 to $6 billion to return the budget to a surplus. David, what's the government's obsession with getting the budget back to a surplus?
The government's always been promising since the handouts and the cash injections back in the global financial crisis days to return the budget to surplus in the coming year, the FY13 year, and it's intent on doing so. And in order to do that, it does need to find significant savings in order to get back to a budget surplus of, you know, $1 to $1.5 billion.
But is it just that the idea of a surplus sounds good to the electorate?
Well, I think the government's hanging its economic management hat on returning to a surplus. From an economic point of view, returning back to a surplus is important at some stage. The only question from an economic point of view is whether it has to be this year.
Mm. And over the weekend, we heard the announcement of around $700 million worth of pre-budget sweeteners in the form of, for example, a school kids bonus. Would that be enough to convince the low and middle income earners that budget cuts won't affect them in a wider sense?
Well, I think the electorate, general public, will look to see the budget in its entirety. There's a lot of issues at play here. So we saw some cash coming back to low-income earners, which is important to ensure that they're not adversely affected. But with $5 to $6 billion of savings, I think Australians will be looking to see the overall message before they give a thumbs up, thumbs down.
Mm. And we've heard this budget described as the Robin Hood budget or the Fair Go budget, and Treasurer Wayne Swan has said that, you know, all of us don't live in the mining fast lane. Will this budget be taxing the rich to give to the poor?
Well, I think the government's announced several measures already as to what they're planning on doing. They've certainly announced that there will be some removal of tax breaks for high-income earners. One of those being the super contributions tax for those people with incomes over $300,000, and also reducing or paring back the living away from home allowances. So those are two measures that will be aimed at the high-earning individuals. There's also a number of measures that could apply to the top end of the corporate world, and that's around research and development incentives. Will there be any additional incentives taken away from the mining companies? Whether there'll be additional resources given to the tax office to increase anti-avoidance measures? And I think those issues will all come into that question. Then from a spending point of view, there's certainly going to be, if you look at the budget, biggest areas are going to be defence and health. So you'd expect there would be some significant cuts there, and the government certainly announced that defence will have some significant cuts made.
But the delay of the purchase of 12 fighter jets may not be enough to get that surplus the government's so intent on getting.
Yeah, I think they'll be looking at a number of individual measures, such as in defence, but I think they'll also be looking right across the defence budget in terms of employment and various other initiatives.
And the IMF has given their endorsement, in fact, ringing endorsement, as Treasurer Wayne Swan said today, of the government's push for a surplus. Do we really need this buffer in a time when Australia has not suffered like other economies during the GFC? Is now the right time to be looking for that surplus, as we mentioned just before?
Yeah, there's certainly been the government has certainly reduced spending and has certainly been heading away from the deficits of prior years. And that's always been the intention, I think, as the economy does improve, that government is responsible. The only question on returning to surplus is, does it need to be this year or could it be next year? You know, there's significant savings that need to be found, you know, $5 to $6 billion in the current year, but $10 billion of savings over the next 2 years in order to get the budget back to surplus now.
And what other expectations do you have for the 2012-2013 budget?
Well, I think in there that there was certainly from a corporate perspective on the revenue raising side, there would be a number of measures that could affect top end of town. That could be changes to the accelerated depreciation, so how a company gets to deduct